From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. President Obama, speaking to an organization of combat veterans in Phoenix, Arizona moments ago, said he wants to change how the Pentagon does business so that more money can go to protecting the country and U.S. troops.
If a project doesn't support our troops, if it does not make America safer, we will not fund it. If the system doesn't perform, we will terminate it. And if Congress sends me a defense bill loaded with a bunch of pork, I will veto it.
On health care, the president told the gathering that his administration is establishing a new competition within the Veterans Administration to suggest ways to improve service.
We will fulfill our responsibility to deliver the benefits and care that you earned. And that's why I've pledged to build nothing less than a 21st century VA.
Mr. Obama is wrapping up a four-day tour of Western states where he pushed for support of his plan to revamp the nation's health insurance industry. The Federal Reserve and the Treasury jointly announced they are extending a loan program designed to help free up credit for consumers, small businesses, and the commercial real estate sector. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The Fed and Treasury said conditions in financial markets have improved considerably, but they said markets for asset-backed securities are still impaired and seem likely to remain so for some time. So they extended through next March a Fed lending program that was due to expire at the end of this year, the term Asset-Backed Securities Loan Facility, or TALF. Under the Treasury-capitalized TALF, the Fed finances investor purchases of asset-backed securities, which bundle together commercial mortgages, small business, and consumer loans. This securitization market ordinarily facilitates the making of loans, but has virtually dried up during the financial crisis. The Fed and Treasury said they will consider further extensions and expansions of eligible TALF loan collateral. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Angry villagers in China have staged a protest against industrial pollution at a smelting plant that poisoned their children. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
Xinhua News Agency said several hundred villagers tore down fences and smashed trucks outside the Dongling lead and zinc smelting plant in Shanxi province. 100 policemen were deployed to maintain order, but Xinhua said clashes broke out between them and the angry parents. This after more than 600 of the 731 children in two villages have tested positive for lead poisoning. The government has promised to relocate these families, but the China Daily reported that lead poisoning has also been found among children at the relocation site, raising questions about its safety. These clashes show how growing anger over China's rampant industrial pollution is having an impact on social stability. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 162 points at 91.58 and 3 billion shares of trading. This is NPR News from Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court today ordered a new hearing be given to Georgia death row inmate Troy Davis. Edgar Tragetz has more.
The High Court says a federal district judge in Georgia must consider and rule on the claim of innocence in the high-profile murder case. Justice John Paul Stevens in Monday's ruling said the risk of putting an innocent man to death is justification enough for a new evidentiary hearing. Troy Davis has spent 18 years on Georgia's death row for the conviction of the 1989 murder of a Savannah off-duty police officer. Since the trial, several witnesses have come forward and recanted testimony. Davis has received international support in the past year, including from former President Jimmy Carter and Pope Benedict. The consideration of this type of case by the U.S. Supreme Court is seen as unusual, as a plea for release was filed directly to the High Court and not in lower courts. U.S. Justice Antonin Scalia noted in his dissent that not in nearly 50 years has the court acted on such a matter. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Tragetz in Atlanta.
In Texas, it appears Republicans will have a spirited primary battle for governor. U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison kicked off her campaign to challenge incumbent Rick Perry. Perry, the state's longest-serving governor, has been in office since 2000, and Hutchison says that's long enough. Hutchison is proposing term limits for the governor's office as part of her 19-city campaign announcement that is scheduled to run through Friday. In California, fire officials have lifted a mandatory evacuation order for residents of Bonnie Doon in the Santa Cruz Mountains. While homeowners were allowed back into the area, the fire is only about half contained. Meanwhile, a little further north in Swanton, about 400 residents are affected by an evacuation order there. Some fires have caused blackouts as well as evacuations. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.